But first, the latest read on jobless claims just hit the wires, and Yahoo Finance's Emily McCormick is standing by with some analysis. Emily.
Well, Brian, jobless claims fell more than expected last week to a fresh pandemic-era low. We saw those initial unemployment claims for the week ended August 28th coming in at 340,000. So again, the lowest level we've seen since March 2020, also 5,000 less than consensus economists were expecting. And this also represented a dip from the 354,000 we saw during the previous week. Now, we also saw continuing claims for regular state programs fall more than expected. That reached the lowest level since March of last year as well, at just over 2.7 million. Now, one data point that we've been watching especially closely over the past year, really, has been that total number of claimants across all programs. So that includes both state as well as those pandemic-era federal programs. That total actually rose for a back-to-back week and reached 12.2 million as of the latest data. And that also included 9.2 million Americans claiming benefits through the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance and Pandemic Emergency Unemployment Compensation programs, which were the ones that were created during the outbreak to provide additional federal relief. Now, these federal programs have already ended in about half of U.S. states over the summer. They're set to end in the other half of states by this Labor Day weekend. So in the coming weeks, we should start to see that overall sum come down pretty significantly, since, of course, those benefits will no longer be available. And then, of course, this jobless claims report is the final piece of major labor market data that we'll be getting in the buildup to tomorrow's August jobs report from the Labor Department as well. That's now expected to show that non-farm payrolls grew by 725,000 in August versus the 943,000 in July. So again, a little bit of a deceleration there. But overall, again, new jobless claims are at a pandemic era low. The newly unemployed are not necessarily the biggest weight on the recovery right now. It really is about getting more people back to work to meet employers' elevated demand, guys.
Emily McCormick, thanks so much.